Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacoda, minicast and all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief synopsis on the Megara encounter from the Throne of Thunder raid. This is a one-phase fight where we have to take down three Hydra heads. Whichever order you choose to do it in, it is your raid team's prerogative. We use two tanks and three healers. My assignment is to focus heal one tank while beaconing the other tank and assisting with raid heals. I like to keep Eternal Flames up on both tanks while rolling Holy Light and Holy Shock heals onto my target, building Illuminated Healing Shield on him. When someone is affected by cinders or torn of ice, I throw an eternal flame their direction until they've positioned themselves for dispels. Hand of Purity and Sacrifice are nice for mitigating some of the damage to tanks caused from the debuff left from Ignite Flesh and Arctic Freeze, which does stack. As that debuff stacks, damage to that tank will be heavy, so be prepared to roll Divine Lights onto them. The heads must be killed more than once, and each time one goes down, the other heads do a raid-wide attack called Rampage, which lasts 20 seconds. We all group up at a designated location. I drop a Light's Hammer and help heal the raid using Holy Radiance, Daybreak Holy Shocks, and Light of Dawns. This is also a good time to use Divine Protection to help reduce some of the damage to self. It's pretty much rinse and repeat after this, however there are a few mechanics we need to be aware of. Cinders is a fire damage over time that needs to be dispelled. Simply move out of the raid to have it dispelled where it will leave a fire pool. With cinders, if you can run through icy ground pools before the dispel, they will be removed. Torn of Ice is an ice beam that needs to be kited away from the raid, leaving icy ground patches on the floor. If you can kite it through a fire pool, the fire pool will be removed. Acid Rain. It is a ball of acid that drops out onto the raid. The farther you run from it, the less damage you'll take. Now most of the damage comes when Rampage is being cast. However, save raid cooldowns for after the second Rampage, when damage starts to be more intense. Rampage is also when you want to save use of your healing cooldowns. Damage isn't too bad at first and definitely amps up as the fight progresses. So have your Divine Shield available for close to the end when chances are you'll be kiting a torrent of ice out away from the raid during a Rampage with bad stuff all over the ground. I hope this helps out. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C or check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.